Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines for Living.
C.S. Lewis, described as the apostle to the skeptic, once wrote that when errors come into the world, they come in pairs, as people are driven to one extreme or the other. If you stop and think about it, you'll probably agree with the former professor of medieval English. Think of yourself more highly than you ought to, and people say, you're stuck on yourself, you're proud, arrogant, and haughty. On the other hand, if you constantly belittle yourself, your self-image crumbles and you begin to crawl into your shell of inferiority. I'm thinking of a very capable secretary I once worked with who had to be constantly assured that she really is skilled and is doing a wonderful job. She had never learned to accept herself. Her fragile ego couldn't stand on its own 2 feet, so she had to constantly be encouraged to cope with those feelings of insecurity. Hey, have you ever felt like that? Again, I'm acquainted with a very capable young man who has gone from job to job because everybody eventually gets more recognition than he does, and he can't handle it. There's no elasticity in his self-image. He's easily offended, and when it is, he says goodbye and he's out of there. Pride or feelings of inferiority. We all move from pole to pole struggling with self-acceptance. It's not a new problem at all. Almost 1900 years ago, Paul wrote to some people in the city of Rome. He gave them some advice that provides guidelines for living today. Here's what he said. This I say through the grace given to me to every person among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Then writing to the Corinthians, he added this warning. He said, if anyone thinks that he stands or is secure, let him take heed lest he fall. Friend, there is a great release of the soul when you can bring your feelings to God and understand that He has accepted you on the basis of what His Son Jesus Christ did. Ephesians 1:6 says, God has made us accepted in the Beloved who is Christ. Now, when God accepts you, you become His child through faith. You belong to Him. In short, God has a will and a plan and a purpose for your life. And what happens is the outworking of that plan in our lives. It's when you refuse to believe that God has a plan, you get uptight. Then we nurse our fractured egos because somebody is ahead of us or is prettier or smarter or whatever. We forget the truth of the psalm that says, promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. If someone gets the promotion that you wanted, thank God that He has accepted you and He put you where He wants you. This is why Paul wrote, in every situation, learn to be content. At the same time, don't constantly shrink within thinking that you're worthless or no good to anybody. Take nothing and then add Christ to it, and you have something of tremendous value, something touched by God Himself. You really do a disservice to grace when you belittle yourself. Think of it like this. God forgave us so we can forgive ourselves. God loves us so we can love ourselves. God cares for us so we can trust Him to work His will in our lives. Neither pride nor feelings of inferiority produce the kind of people who are happy and purposeful. Take down the armor. You don't have to defend yourself. Just be yourself.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.